All right. And with that, we say Vito Rivas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now. Dennis Swatek here with you once again for another hour or so of great Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And started that set off a little differently. Usually feature Texas bands in the opening, but I like this tune, so I thought we'd start things a little different, a little northern music from Jerry Mazanets and his band, doing one called Snehurka a Snehulak, or the Snow Maiden and the Snowman, or just the Snowman Polka. A lot of people just call it the Snowman Polka. I thought that was appropriate based on the weather we've been having lately. I'd been hoping to get this show out about 3 weeks ago, but had a little bit of an ice storm down here in Central Texas. You may have heard about it or seen it on the news. So, yeah, had almost a full week without power and internet. So, been slowly trying to catch up on work and getting rid of all the down tree limbs that are in my backyard and all that kind of fun stuff. So, getting back into the swing of things. So, back to the polka show. Today is Friday, September. Wow, I'm really trying to jump ahead, aren't I? February 24th. So, ready for the weekend to start. I need it, as you can tell. It's been a long, long week, so I'm ready for a little downtime. So, let's play some music. Get you guys into the weekend spirit here. Let's kick things off. A little Eddie Ray and the Polka Dots from right here in Taylor, Texas. A little waltz time, one called In the Valley.
Thank you. Thank you.
A little live music right there from our own band, the Czech Melody Masters. Wrapping up that set, one called Across the Texas Plains. Old Western Swing number made famous by Bob Wills, among many others. A little live recording, like I said, from down in Dabena, I believe, around 2000 for the July 4th-ish picnic. It wasn't always on July 4th, but that weekend when they always have the summer picnic down there in Dabena. When we used to play that every year. Right before that, Cloverleaf Orchestra out of New Braunfels doing the Badger Landler number 30. The great Ernie Kacher and his band out of Nebraska. Polka Time, one called The Slavish Girl. And like I said, we kicked things off. Eddie Ray and the Polka Dots. Waltz Time, one called In the Valley. So there we have our first set down. Let's keep rolling on and do a little more live music here from our old band, the Dancehall Boys, before we came to Czech Melody Masters. And I believe this was also recorded down to being just a couple of years prior to that, 1998. So one of the last times we played Dabena as the Dancehall Boys. And here's a nice little live number. One called That Naughty Little Girl, Polka Time.
We'll be right back. Handtukosha Majova. Oslički ne maš doma. Handtukosha Majova. Oslički ne maš doma. Osti slovješ menje. Handtukovi ženje.
And his all-time band and the Rivals right there. Wrapping up that set, let's go back and recap what we were listening to. We started things off, like I said, a little live music from the Dance Hall Boys. One called The Naughty Little Girl. Right after that with Fritz Hottie and the Fabulous Six. doing the My Darling Waltz. Followed that up with some more live music from Leroy Matoka and his orchestra. 1992, recorded at the Ennis KJT Hall. Of course, the old Franishek Kamok March, Andulko Shafa Java, or Annie and the Foreman. And like I said, we wrapped that set up with an old 78 from Harry Louie and his old-time band doing the Cuckoo Waltz. So a little New Braunfels German music right there. Let's keep on rolling along now and feature some music from the first family of Czech music here in Texas, the Bacchas. First up, here's Gil Bacha featuring his father, Ray Bacha, on hammer, dulcimer, and vocals, doing the Fowling Waltz.
Thank you.
Jody Mikula Orchestra right there wrapping up that set. Let's go back and check out what we're listening to. Like I said, we're starting off with Gil Baccia and his orchestra doing the Fowling Waltz with Ray Baccia on vocals and Hammer Dulcimer. Followed that up with going back all the way back to the original Baccia band, the original Bacciova, Česká Kapela, recorded about 1930 or so. Okolo Mesičko, Around the Moon Polka. Followed that up with the Dojka Brothers from 2016. Doing the Black Gypsy Polka. And like I said, we wrapped that set up with the Jody Mikula Orchestra. Doing the Faded Rose Waltz. So there we are, about halfway down. A few numbers left, so let's keep on rolling along. Here's a Brave Combo from all the way back in 1981 from, I believe, their first full-length LP. I think they had put out maybe an EP or two before that, but I think this is from their very first full-length album. Here's a little conjunto for you, one called Viva Seguin. Central Texas Sounds out of the Ellinger area right there, wrapping up that set with the Red Raven Polka. Right before that, we had the Bay City Dutchman doing the Prune Song Waltz. The great High Toppers out of New Braunfels right before that doing their own version of that good old Mountain Dew. And like I said, we started off with some early Brave Combo featuring Jeffrey Barnes on saxophone doing the Viva Seguin Polka. So I think you got three or four sets down. We got one more set to go, but it's a nice long one. So let's get back into the music. Here's the City Polka Boys out of Houston doing their version of the Nemelim, the Grinders Polka.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, some old Joe Patek music right there to wrap up that set. Let's go back and check out what we're listening to. Like I said, start things off with the City Polka Boys doing the Nimalem. Followed that up with some music out of the Dallas area. Charlie Adamczyk in his Polka Tones from 1966. Their version of the Picnic in the Woods polka. Jerry Heisler in the Melody 5 followed that up with the Teardrops Waltz, featuring the late, great Alice Shulock on vocals. Little Joe and Ken, little northern music from, I believe, Kansas. I'm not positive, though. It could be Kansas, it could be Nebraska, it could be Wisconsin. I have to look those guys up. But doing one of my favorite songs, the Redbird Polka. And then, like I said, we wrapped that up with some old Joe Patek music there. Probably one of their very first recordings from February 10th, 1937 on the Decca label, Decca 5338, Grandmother's Joy Landler. So there we have it, another showdown. Thank you guys for stopping by, checking out the show. I do appreciate it. We'll definitely have the new show for you a lot sooner than the last one now that hopefully the weather situation has calmed back down. You know, a couple of days ago, it was spring. It was 85 degrees here. Birds were chirping, swinging, going crazy, and now it's cold again and windy, so who the hell knows? But maybe this is our last little blast of kind of winter weather, and hopefully in the next week or so, we'll have spring, and it'll be all good. I mean, grass is already coming up. It looks like spring. I already got leaves are coming out on my trees, so you know, the plants think it's spring, so hopefully the weather will cooperate. So hopefully things are good where you are, but we're going to get on out of here. One last tune, and it was very sad to see a couple of weeks ago that Julius Dubchak, one of the founding members of the Vrajal Spolka Band, had passed away after a very short, a little bit of health issues, and saw some pictures from his service last week. Very cool. Had Alfred Vrajal there and Ed Kopechki on accordion and a few other members of the music community around this area as well. It's a very cool, nice send-off for Julius. So I'm going to feature a number from the early version of the Vrajals back when they still had a trumpet in the band. So here's Julius on trumpet with the rest of the Vrajals doing At the Spring, Ustu Danki. And with that, we say you guys take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road and talk to you next time. Bye-bye.